I'm Christine Dean. This is live from Studio A. And joining us today, it's Ian Thomas Alexi, part of the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, and also a solo artist. Welcome, Ian.
Hey, thanks, Christine. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back. And the occasion upon you visiting us is that you have another new solo album out, right?
I do. Yeah, it just came out on my birthday. My birthday is November 1st. It's called Born on the Day of the Dead.
Appropriately enough.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you get started with a song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the album a little bit. What do you want to play first?
I'm going to play one called Abilene, and it's not the traditional song Abilene. It's my own song.
Abilene, I dream you pink and red. You left me at the river, but you're still in my head. The brown in your eyes, the salt of the earth. I look to you in this life, I look to you forward. Abilene, oh Abilene, my thoughts and my dreams. Abilene, oh Abilene, I still believe. And I am just a wanderer, and you were just a kid. I was playing at that bar, you're too young to get in. But you used your charm and got close to me. Abilene, you're clever, you always will be. Abilene, oh Abilene, I'm weary and tired. Abilene, oh Abilene, so many miles. And you sure have a glow, covered in sweat. The stars in the van, the heat dripping wet. Where you kissed me and told me you'd never forget. The moon on your face, the dawn's coming yet. Abilene, oh Abilene, my thoughts and my dreams. Abilene, oh Abilene, I still believe. Abilene, oh Abilene, my thoughts and my dreams. Abilene, oh Abilene, I still believe.
Ian Thomas Alexi, live from Studio A. That is one from his new album, Born on the Day of the Dead. And tell me about writing that one, Ian.
That one came from a road experience. That's a little bit more revealing than a lot of my material, that song. And I've never had to talk about it.
I'm glad I asked. And I should mention, it's spelled A-B-A-L-E-N-E. Not the way people might think.
Yeah, it's just about a person, I guess, that I met and became friends with. But it's also kind of a metaphor for the muse. Abilene is sort of like my muse, or thing that guides me along and keeps me believing in this life that I'm partaking in.
Mm-hmm.
And my music and my own abilities and belief in myself. So Abilene for me is kind of a metaphor for the muse. Although there is a story in the song that does come from an actual experience.
Mm-hmm. So does that kind of ebb and flow, that kind of confidence in what you're doing, or and then you find those moments of inspiration along the way?
Well, I don't think that the confidence in what I'm doing ebbs and flows. I think maybe just like any other person, my confidence in myself might ebb and flow a bit, but not what I'm doing or not with music. That's the one thing that's always been easy in life for me, is that I've always known what I am supposed to be doing.
From like how early?
Well, I guess as long as I can remember. But when I was about 12, I realized that being a musician was a job, and that's when I decided that I wanted it to be that. But even before that, I'm one of those kids that sang and danced for my family when I was 3 years old, and made everybody laugh. I mean, that's always kind of been me.
So when you were 12 and you realized that it could be a job, did you start kind of mentally making a plan for how to do that as a job?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what does that look like to a 12-year-old? I'm curious.
Well, for me, when I was 12, it looked exactly like Guns N' Roses. Exactly. That was the plan. So I haven't quite gotten there yet, but I'm hopefully on my way.
Wow. I want to see pictures from that. Definitely. So tell me about the latest album. You have the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank with your brother Teague.
Yeah.
And then you have your solo stuff. Any other projects that you work on in there too?
I've produced a couple albums in the past year, or the past few years, one for Caitlin Robertson and one for a bluegrass band, Sanssouci Quartet. But once those projects wrapped up, then I started working on this Born on the Day of the Dead record and decided to not try and produce anybody else and focus on myself as an artist and producing myself. And because I have the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, which is primarily a roots music band, on this record, I tried to branch out more into my other influences, my rock and roll influences. The title track is sort of a tip to the hat to Ennio Morricone, the spaghetti western, the Italian composer that did lots of spaghetti western soundtracks. There's also a song in there that has this African beat. When I was in college, I studied music and African music. So I even let a little bit of that bleed in. So I really tried to get to the core of me and my influences and experiences and not worry so much about catering to the already sort of established fans of Hobo Nephews. I'm really just trying to do something sort of different. Although in this context with the acoustic guitar, it doesn't seem that different.
Mm-hmm.
But the record's got a lot of electric guitar and lead guitar and even some synthesizers and stuff like that.
And who are the people that played with you on the album?
A lot of it was done myself. I overdubbed every instrument. On some tracks, I play every instrument. And I thought that I was done with it, but I wanted it to be sort of better. I did a lot of the drum tracks myself, but then I decided that to make the record better, I would bring in, Actual Wolf, Eric Pollard, who's also a good producer and good singer, and also a person that I wanted him to hear it anyway and get his take on it, because he will tell me exactly what he thinks of it. And, that's a really valuable thing to have in a friend and a fellow musician. Not that I have to listen to what he says, but a lot of people will just sort of massage your ego and tell you it's great no matter what they think of it. So Eric came in and we had a really good time, and he played some drums and sang some harmonies, and it was really easy and a good time.
Well, that's great. And where did you make the album?
Northpaw Studios, which is in Minneapolis, Midtown. It's a home studio, basically, a friend of mine's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And actually, I did record some of it at Eric Koskinen's studio. I should mention that.
Okay. Well, and I know your brother has worked with him as well, like on his latest album.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you're talking about some of your rock influences, I know that Teague had a lot of hip-hop influences when he was a kid.
Right.
Did you have any of those, or did you guys have your own separate things going on?
We did have our own separate things, but, we were on the other side of the same wall, so we did hear each other's music, too, and some of it we agreed on, and some of it we didn't. We always had our own, just our own minds and our own ideas and our own opinions and stuff, which is part of the reason why we get along so good, because we allow each other to be individuals. We don't try and be the same person, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And so what were some of the other rock influence, other than Guns N' Roses, that you...
Oh, man, so many.
That kind of helped shape you, and that might be reflected on this album, you said, you know.
Yeah, a little bit, definitely. Well, I think that when I started playing guitar, I was 12 years old, so that sort of music, Guns N' Roses and then Nirvana and that stuff came right after. It just affects you. It gets you right in the gut and right in your heart, especially at that age. And so I just knew I wanted to do something with music at that point. And, you know, over the years I got into so many other things and, you know, studied jazz at Berklee College of Music, and I went to Africa to study music, and now I've been touring with a sort of roots music band for almost a decade. So there's been lots of stuff, but the initial sort of spark for me at 12 years old, growing up in South New Jersey, it was being exposed to, you know, radio and MTV. So like heavy metal stuff influenced me to pick up the guitar for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's hear another one. What do you want to play next?
Let's see. This one's not very heavy metal at all. It's called Stick Around.
With a promise, I couldn't pitch you with a lie. I couldn't hold you in my arms, couldn't take you for a ride. You stared at me like the sun. The fire goes out at night. I wish we could have some fun. Will that be alright? I won't let you down. I will stick around. I'm not the only one that sees. Oh, but they all want to hold you. I want to set you free. I've been here once before. I had this feeling as a child. Something out there's watching us, something cruel, something wild. Stick around.
Ian Thomas Alexi, live from Studio A, another one from that new album of his, Born on the Day of the Dead. And I just want to say, Ian, you write some of my favorite melancholy songs. I have a thing for melancholy songs, and you do them very well. I just want to say that.
It's my melancholy soul, Christine.
Well, you got to get that out there somehow, I guess. So in songs that I enjoy, is probably a great way to do that. So you're playing with your band, The Deserters. Tell me about them.
Yeah, it's basically a rock and roll trio, guitar, bass, and drums. And it's great. It allows me to play a lot of electric guitar, as I was saying, which was my first instrument and first thing I started to do with music. I get to play these songs and then play guitar solos and, you know, be the star of the show, I guess.
Well, that's fun. So how long have you been playing with them?
Them is sort of a vague term, because part of the reason it's called The Deserters is because it's been this constantly evolving lineup, which is not the reason I named it that, but then, I don't know, maybe I created it with the name. But so tonight it's going to be Steve Garrington and Ben Berg playing with me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and you're based in the Twin Cities, right?
I am, yeah. I live in the Twin Cities.
And like Duluth, I would assume that everybody's in many, many bands.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so
and
it's hard
I
to
love
kind of...
that. I love that about... I don't know if music communities have always been like this, but I love that everybody's doing different projects and everybody's kind of working for each other and helping each other. I think that's great. So mm-hmm. I'm really blessed with the musicians that are around me. They're just great people around me, and it's great.
But it probably makes it challenging when you're trying to kind of keep a regular group of people around you.
That's true.
Especially when you have another project, you're working on another project,
right.
So you're not always doing the same thing.
That's true. And you know, that's part of the reason that Hobo Nephews has been such a mainstay, because it's my brother and I, and you know, we have for several years now, you know, always been on the same page. So that's, you know, a real sort of bedrock in my musical career, and I'm really happy for that as well.
Mm-hmm. 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 Anything else you want to say about the album?
It's kind of a concept album in that about a little over a year ago, I thought of the phrase "Born on the Day of the Dead," and that immediately said spaghetti western to me. I could almost see it like a movie. But I wrote the song, and I recorded it on my birthday, on the Day of the Dead, a year ago in 2011. And at that point, I didn't have the whole album written, but I had this idea and concept for it. And then over the course of the year, more of these songs evolved, and I recorded about 20 songs. And of about half of them that I recorded, they all sort of sounded like they were coming from this same character, the character who sings the "I Was Born on the Day of the Dead" song in the beginning. So I got rid of the other songs that didn't sound like they were coming from this same person. So it does all connect, not in a way that it really tells a clear story, but it's all sort of coming from the same place. And even though stylistically it goes in some different directions, it all feels really cohesive to me, and really, all pretty close to how I heard it in my head. Like, I can usually, if I'm going to make a record, I have this picture of it in my mind, and then by the time it evolves and comes into being, it's something different. And this one is the same, but it's much closer to my vision than I've ever been before. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, if you ever quite hit the vision, then you have nothing to still strive
right? Absolutely. Yeah.
So what are the things, kind of the commonalities in the songs that made them fit together?
Let's see. Well, I almost see it as this person coming back like the ghost of Christmas past, and he's talking about all the things that happened in his life, and in a way that he's reflecting the stories for humanity. That last song, Stick Around, is sort of about hidden love, and there's a couple songs that theme's in there a few times. It's really epic sort of themes, like life and death and love. So it's, like I said, this story isn't very specific, but these feelings and the place that the songs are coming from is all tied together.
Okay, kind of from this character's point of view.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who is me, basically, but, you know, the fun thing about writing songs and doing music is you get to be, I mean, it's coming from me and it's coming through me, but I also get to take on a sort of super me or a bigger me, a somewhat fictional me at times, and you get to be a storyteller and all this different stuff. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, let's hear another one. What do you want to play next?
I'll do a little more upbeat one. This is called Louisa.
By the railroad track, said Jesus saved sinners, but I'm going right back. Talk to me, honey, I watch your lips move. When Louisa talks, she tells us so true. The winter is coming and the land it freezes. You wear that sweater so tight it squeezes. Stumbling with my clothes all torn, and I saw Louisa like the day I was born. Louisa, Louisa, so nice to meet you. You knew I was coming with something to teach you. Hold on, honey, and don't let go. We'll be living in the afterglow. Louisa. So when the lights go down, it's you and me and no one around. Like children howling at the moon, you can feel it coming and it's coming soon. Shake, I touch you, then you tremble, and the life you had just don't resemble. Louisa, Louisa, we are meant to be, all living in the stars and sea. Now come on closer and talk to me. Oh, Louisa, the girl from the North Country. Now I'll be Bob Dylan, you be Rodolo. Like New York City walking in the snow. Louisa, Louisa, Louisa.
Ian Thomas Alexi, live from Studio A. And another tune from his latest album, Born on the Day of the Dead. Tell me about that one. Where'd that one
which
from?
One is it?
What?
Oh, that song, Louisa?
Louisa, yep.
Oh, geez, that's the muse speaking through me as well. I really like the line in there about Bob Dylan and Susie Rodolo. I don't know if anybody
that's
caught
a great,
that.
I did, that's a great image. It's from that album cover.
Right, and the Freewheel and Bob Dylan.
And they're arm in arm. And
yeah, that was a favorite of my mom's, so that image has kind of always been in my mind forever, so I don't really know where the lyric came from, but I guess... because the image has been in my mind forever.
Yeah, and I like that image in the song. It's great. It really evokes something.
Well, thank you.
So that's where that particular line came from, and the rest is the muse again. That's good.
Yeah. At least that's where we'll leave it for now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ian.
Thank you, Christine.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT.